Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Union Minister of State for Steel and Heavy Industries, Bhupati Raju Srinivasa Verma, visited Chamathod District in Nagaland to review the progress of various central government-funded developmental projects aimed at accelerating the district's growth. The minister reviewed various projects pertaining to the BWD department, rural development and the status of physical infrastructure, including road connectivity. Mr. Verma also engaged with officials at the community health centre and distributed Ayushman health cards to eligible beneficiaries. He interacted with students at the government higher secondary school in Chamathod, as well as with the three tribal communities. The minister emphasized that Chamathod, as a newly formed district, is a district of aspirations and urged all communities to take full advantage of the central government's inclusive policies. He further highlighted the efforts made under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Nipu Rio to advance Nagaland's socio-economic development. Mr. Verma mentioned that the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region has designed policies to ensure the convergence of central and state government schemes for the accelerated development of the Northeast. He further reassured that the Union Government is committed to the development of Nagaland, prioritizing the needs of its people through inclusive initiatives. The minister was on a two-day visit to the district from 25th to 26th of this month. Nagaland Chief Secretary and Chairman of the Project Steering Committee for NECTA, Dr. J. Alam, yesterday described the NECTA project as a significant milestone for the state, calling it a watershed moment. Speaking at a one-day training and orientation on environmental and social standards for contractors of the 16 lighthouse school complexes to be set up in 16 districts of Nagaland, Dr. Alam emphasized the high stakes involved, particularly given the status of school education in Nagaland and the expectations surrounding the project. He highlighted that the World Bank-supported project's pioneering initiatives would not only serve as a model for Nagaland, but also set a precedent for the rest of the country. Dr. Alam assured that the contractors were selected based on merit and emphasized the transparency with which the project is being implemented. He urged contractors to maintain the highest standards throughout the construction process. Encouraging the project site engineers, Dr. Alam stressed the importance of efficiency in supervision and resource management. The three-day entrepreneurship development program commenced yesterday at the Deputy Commissioner's Office in Kohima. Organized by Swavalamban Connect Kendras, SCK, in collaboration with the district administration with various line departments, the program aims to equip 20 aspiring entrepreneurs with the essential knowledge and skills needed to succeed in the entrepreneurial world and contribute to the region's economic growth. The first day of the session focused on critical financial aspects such as working capital management, understanding CIBIL scores, maintaining loan accounts, cash credit loans, term loans and various banking services schemes tailored for entrepreneurs and sharing of success story among others. The Entrepreneurship Development Program features more interactive sessions and expert insights aimed at nurturing and empowering the next generation of entrepreneurs in Kohima District. The application form for two-wheeler taxi permit for eligible candidates from Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland opened today. The Regional Transport Authority, RTA Dimapur, announced that a total of 200 permits will be allocated, 100 for Dimapur, 75 for Chumukedima and 25 for Newland. Applicants must be indigenous inhabitants of Nagaland, aged 20 to 40 years, and permanent residents with a valid residence certificate from their respective administrative office. More from our correspondent.
Candidates applying for the permit should submit the required documents such as Aadhaar card, Indigenous Inhabitant Certificate, Scheduled Tribe, Valid Driving License and Unemployment Card. Candidates who previously applied must reapply using the new format, while incomplete application will be rejected. The deadline for submission of application form is 11th of March. Shortlisted candidates will undergo a two-wheeler riding test and interview, with further details to be provided later. Asonyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.